Harper Audio presents Solo, a James Bond novel by William Boyd, performed by Dominic West. Not for these I raise the song of thanks and praise, but for those obstinate questionings of sense and outward things, fallings from us, vanishings, blank misgivings of a creature moving about in worlds not realized. William Wordsworth. Intimations of Immortality. Author's Note. In the writing of this novel, I have been governed by the details and chronology of James Bond's life that were published in the obituary in You Only Live Twice. The novel was the last to be published in Ian Fleming's lifetime. It is reasonable to assume, therefore, that these were the key facts about Bond and his life that he wanted to be in the public domain. Facts that would cancel out various anomalies and illogicalities that had appeared in the earlier novels. Consequently, as far as this novel is concerned, and in line with Ian Fleming's decision, James Bond was born in 1924. Part 1. Breaking and Entering. Chapter 1. In Dreams Begin Responsibilities. James Bond was dreaming. Curiously, he knew at once where and when the dream was taking place. It was in the war, and he was very young and was walking along a sunken country lane in Normandy, a dirt track between dense blackthorn hedges. In his dream, Bond turned a corner and saw, in a shallow ditch at the side of the muddy roadway, the sodden bodies of three dead British paratroopers clumped together. In some shock, he paused instinctively to look at them. They seemed in their huddled...